mistake. And Molly has gone.
I'm looking at the camera.
Okay, let's on the Mishnah. Sheichet v'nimsas treifa. You do a shechita, you find out that you discover the animal is a treifa, v'yashech leva the zara, or yashech l'shem v'the zara, v'yashech l'chul b'fnim, v'yashchul inside the azara. That is an iser asay. La fabon mechlal asay asay. The kadosh and mechutzachiv karis, or another example, chaya of oif haniskalim a chaya, or an oif that a chaya of misa. They're on death row. They're also behanah.
Because someone was mazana with them.
Why the niskalim? They killed a human being. Pasha says nothing mazana.
Raiva
near here, raiva near here. Fine.
It's also chaya.
Are you right? May I mechayev now? So the shayel is: are you chayev for oif? Are you chayev in kisi adam? Are you chayvin kisi adam? Are you chayvin kisi adam?
Interesting.
In other words, with shayla, it's shchita she'ena ru'uya. Because all these examples of shchita, the shchita she's
like. So it's machoikas.
Exactly. Here we have.
Which is fascinating because you have a situation over here.
Oh, you're right.
Where we have the likelihood you want to do the kisi adam right after the shchita.
Right, you have to have. And you have to make a brocha.
And you, the treifa you could find out 2 hours later.
Oh, see, no, it's not a problem. That's not a problem. You can make a brocha because you go bust the roif. Roif animals are not treifas, so therefore you could assume you can make the brocha l'chatchila than any chash.
Now, we just said that a treifa is you can't live within 12 months.
Machloikis.
Okay. So what about if it's ABR?
I'm not joking. I just heard this. There's a whole shayla that you have to be exact. Like you have, you're right. Echanami.
I heard a whole
shayla. So what did the shir say in the shir? Machlaikis. If you go me'ais la'ais, the extra month.
Yeah.
Fine. So Allah over here. So what does Allah over here? You chayev to do keys and work. Because Rabbi holds it.
Some say I'm sorry. Yeah, Some say you don't have to. You wait to other rishon. You don't look 12 months, meaning
Adar Aleph.
Not 13 months. Why? Because you have to see if you go through winter and the summer season.
So he did already. Nothing. So another month is no big deal.
That's one day.
That's the halacha. A year is an extra, like the halacha of the psulim. If Bezdin decides that it's not going to be an IBR, so a girl until 3 years old, the psulim grow back. They'll come back. It'll be decided by the Bezdin.
I heard about this.
They manipulate nature. He told me to what is time? How do you define time? Like, Goyim is called Zeit. Time, right? That's how do they say time? All different words in the vocabulary to define time. In the Torah, there's a whole new word to define time. Not ace, Zman. What is Zman? Comes from the Lashon of Zimun.
Ready.
To designate, right. To prepare. Right. Time is nothing in and of itself other than a tool to prepare yourself. For the next world.
Very good.
By a guy, time is time. The guy, Klal Yisrael, what is time? It's a tool. It's a tool of hachana for the proizdar, for the Olam Haba.
Very good.
Beautiful word, you hear? Could I come for that, no?
It's beautiful if I would be doing it.
You do it. If not you, then who?
Right.
You're my Rebbe. He's my Rebbe.
He's my Rebbe.
G'dolei Yisrael. Right, people like you, Mashiach, have been here long ago.
Rameh
Mechayev. Because Rameh holds that Shechita Shenu Ru'uya is Shema Shechita. Rameh holds. Memela, Shema Shechita. Who cares? It's a good Shechita. Chayev, Yechayev, Dukisi. Rameh Chayev, Pahalacham, because Chayev holds that Shechita Shenu Ru'uya is Shema Shechita. Next, Anayadin. Hashoyched v'nis nabla biyada. You don't do a good shechita. You do it and you mess up. You slip. You do a shehiyah drasa agrava ikor. You don't have a steady hand. And now the animal is a nevela.
Hanoicher
v'amakir.
Through him messing up.
Yes,
it dies.
Yes, it becomes a nevela. V'nis nabla biyada. That can mean the symbol. It's not due to your dad. V'nis nabla biyada means that it just dies suddenly. The animal sees the knife, it just has a heart attack and dies. Through your actions.
So what does it mean, a sheikhid? He did the shechita or he didn't do
the shechita.
And he didn't cut the roif simonim.
He didn't get to roif simonim. And the animal was so terrified of what's happening, so it died by its heart stopped. So it died, it's nisnabla. It died before you concluded the ma'aseh shechita. You have to remember, go back to the old Yisrael, we said 100 times. In the time of Chazal, there was no such thing as iron.
Yeah.
There was only steel all the way around. There was no such thing as steel. There was iron. there was iron. When you have an iron knife, it takes a long time to do a shechita. Go on, vayita, nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. It can take 5 minutes because iron is not sharp. Iron is not sharp. And you have
so
to.
So how do you know if it died of a heart attack or not?
You have, you have, you have equipment. You have all the machinery. Hook to the monitors, the animal, and while you're doing shechita, they know they're able to detect. Shechita can take a very long time when you're using a knife that's made from iron.
I really wonder about that.
Obviously,
you know about
the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was the Mechadish. Shehir, how do you have a shechita b'zman hazeh? That's shaykh shehir b'zman hazeh. You do one mice by a bird, a half of a stroke you're done by a bird.
That's how sharp.
Yep. So that's how so sharp. And an animal is one and a half.
So much faster one than
one and two. We're going to have a Shia b'zman hazeh. Not even Shaykh Shia b'zman hazeh. That's what the Baal Shem Tov wanted. He didn't want there to be a Shia.
And he started controversy.
But the problem is when you're going to make a Shaila that the knife can get nifkan because
very quickly.
Very quickly. He felt that it's a trade-off that's kedai. The problems using iron are so great, it's kedai to have the problems of the nick in the knife. This is the Baal Shem Tov was mechadish this. And the Litvak, the Chodosh Asim HaTorah. They couldn't believe this. How could you do this?
It took a
generation.
Out.
What?
When did iron come out?
Iron came out about 400 years ago. It was available about 1,000 years ago.
Steel.
Iron.
I'm sorry, what he was mechadish?
Steel.
I'm sorry.
Steel existed already over 1,000 years ago. It was not available for the Hamoina.
Really? Why?
They did not have the refineries. Really? You need the refineries. So it was available. It was already in use 1,000 years ago by governments.
The first iron implement, you know when that came out?
No, the steel.
How about steel? Steel
was before. The iron implement came out. The Yamashishi.
Okay, so you pick the others.
Who said that was one of the 10 things that was created by Hashem? Well, what's the lashon?
It has to be. Otherwise, how would you ever be able to make it? If Hashem didn't create the first iron implement, nobody could ever fashion
it. The tzvas, not the iron.
What's the tzvas?
The tongue. That's not
what,
iron.
What is it made from?
It's made from iron.
What is it?
Exactly what I said.
It's like a tweezers. It's a and massively large size tweezers.
What was it created for?
It was to make another tzvas.
If you don't have the first one, you can't make the second one.
Okay, let's not discuss philosophy tonight. Let's learn some.
But you know, saying something
you
about
come to our
it came out 1,000 years ago. They didn't know how to.
They had it. They invented it 1,000 years ago, but it was only available for governments. Yechidim.
They knew how to do it.
They already 500 years knew how to make steel, but it was not available for the common man. The common man did not have the ability to have this possession until about 4 or 5 until about Shemta.
So this is before the Baal Shem Tov. No, Baal Shem Tov is not 400 years.
How many years is he?
300 years.
No, more.
You want to bet? Let me a little over 300 years.
400 years more.
No, 400 can't be 400.
So what's
the check
it out. Vayta. Hashoicher v'nesal next. Hanoicher is the if the damel just dies or Hanoicher. You don't do a good shechita. Noicher means
the damel just dies. And I'm looking at the article of affairs. We saw that.
Yeah.
If the damel just dies, there's no havamina to do kisei adam.
You did a shechita. So what's the case then? Hashoicher.
Hashoicher v'nesal.
What does that mean? What does he teach?
He says of Yishloim medas. When you did a shechita, it was shloim medas.
That's what he wants to attach the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but
so it's all a shechita. It's not a kosher shechita. What do you mean? You did a shechita, and you show a shehir. There was a delay in the shechita, and an animal died. It came in the
day. Usually, when do you put the first layer of earth? Don't you do that before the shechita?
Before you start the shechita.
So you do the first layer. You make the bracha.
No. You don't make any bracha, nothing. You put down the earth. No, you do not make bracha. After. You make a bracha on shechita. No, you make the bracha. It's a very kasha. If you tell me it's part of the mitzvah, v'chisel be'afar, so you should make the bracha when you put down the first layer of earth. It's over the over. It's too early. Because you didn't even do the shechita yet. Who says the animal will die? There'll be chayvin in the kisa. Maybe the animal will become a nevela, like we just said over here. It's oiver, the oiver. You finish the shechita, and then you make the bracha.
Doesn't matter.
You're saying one second. You said you put the earth down, but
first,
you don't make a bracha.
No bracha. Absolutely not.
Then you shech the animal.
You make a bracha first. Asher k'deshar b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al hashechita. And then you do the ma'isa shechita. You let all the blood drip out.
There's
no more blood. Onto the earth. And now you pick up earth. You pick up earth, and you look and see if it's not nevela.
Oh,
and as long as you know now,
it's amazing what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Kisui is after the third thing that you're doing. Wow.
Correct.
Wow.
There's it's sandwich. It's a sandwich. Wow. You begin the kisui before you do the shchita. The shchita. Then you do the kisui afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
Vaita. Do you make a shachianu? Do you make a shachianu on the? You do on the, for the first time in your life. You do a kisui adam.
So you could, what is it going to do with the first time in your life?
No, animal rights.
Let's say you shacked 1,000 cows. So yes. At the end of the day.
One bracha, exactly. One bracha on all the whole day.
Paying attention.
Exactly.
1,000 cows.
It's no good. There's no.
Why not 1,000 cows?
There's no kisya done by behema.
What? Oh, cows. Very good.
You're both saying you make a shachiyano.
That's a style point. The whole story. Do you make a shachiyano on the first time you kisya done? You do kisya done.
No, if someone's dying, you don't make a shachiyano when you kill an animal.
You do not make a shachiyano on the shchitas behema, but you do make a shachiyano on the kisya done. Because the shechita, you're killing, you're taking away a life. And you take away the life of a creature, it goes against the whole bracha. The bracha is shechiyanu. You've given us life.
Of course.
You don't make a bracha shechiyanu when you bring death into this world.
Right.
It goes against the grain. But the blood is an under the din. The animals are dead. So that is blood. So then you do make a shechiyanu the first time you do the kisi adam.
Wait, is that how you make a shechiyanu?
Yes. Yes, you do make a shechiyanu.
Why?
The first time.
The brachas that you make it the first time.
You make a bracha. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the first time that you go to, if you go to a slaughterhouse and the sheikh is mechabed you because he does it every single day, you have now an opportunity to make a bracha.
To make a bracha. You do, let's say.
Prat Shulin, a bar mitzvah boy. Does he make a bracha the first time? Does the first time puts on tefillin?
And have it if you take off challah. The first time you take challah, you say
a woman the first time.
Same thing.
A woman.
Isaac sometimes calls me to the back.
Of course.
To do
challah. Make a bracha. Make a bracha. Beautiful. What? The first time in your life.
It's only the first time.
The first time in your life.
Too late.
The first time. A woman who goes to mikvah. Right, a kala who goes to mikvah. Does she make a shachiyanu the first time she goes to mikvah?
Oh,
okay, so there was a minig. The minig in a certain town, I have it written down over here, was a kala made a bracha the first time. The first time she went. They don't do Zizman Azeh. Make a bracha.
But wait a second. When does she make the shachiyanu?
She makes shachiyanu after she makes the bracha latfila. She makes the bracha.
When do you make the bracha latfila?
When she's in the mikvah, before she dunks her head.
How can you make a bracha?
Why not? You cover the water's covering your body.
I asked my mother that because
the water's covering your body.
So you say when you're in the mikvah,
that's
the water's covering your body.
You make a bracha.
Does it cause bubbles to come?
A woman can do it, not a man. A man can't do it.
You have an oxygen.
A man can't do it.
Yeah, we know.
A man can't do it.
A man doesn't make a bracha anyway.
He does. If he's a bracha, if he was a zav and he wanted to catch him, every time a man would have to make a bracha because it's chayv mein going to mikvah, then he would not be able to make a bracha when he's in the mikvah because his erva is exposed. A woman's erva is not exposed.
So a man doesn't make a shechiyanu.
A man anyway doesn't go to a mikvah. There's no hechetimsa bezman hazeh to go to a mikvah to make a bracha. There's one time when a man makes a bracha, should make a bracha, about tshuva. A person is a Machal Shabbos.
What about a ger? What about a ger? When does a ger make the bracha?
A ger, they make the bracha after because they cannot make the nachayim, and they're the exception. A ger and a gerist makes the bracha when they come out of the mikvah, not before they dunk.
Are you sure?
Positive. Because they can't make the nachayim and mitzvahs yet. They can't make the bracha, they wait until afterwards. Okay?
So they make it afterwards. The first thing they do is already wrong.
What are the first thing they do?
They make an ayvul l'siyatzim.
The first thing they do is right.
They become Jewish.
They become Jewish. Okay, they wouldn't take me as a ger today. You know, today the standards are so high today. If I apply to a Beis Din to become a ger,
right,
they wouldn't take
me. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. They would not take me.
A Jew would not pass the rules.
That's
most
right.
Of the times.
They would not take me.
You become reformed, you're still Jewish, but a ger.
If I would apply for gerus, they would not take me. No way. I'm telling you the honest truth. I have a friend who's a ger, and he told me what they did to him. They tortured him. I'm telling you, they would not take me in almost anyone. Anyway, They would not take anyone. Kamad, no one in this community would be taken as would be accepted.
Let's go fight
it. Okay, I take it back. You're right. I shouldn't say it.
Not me. Up to here. One second.
Hanoicher is you cut the animal vertically. We cut the animal horizontally. You think about that? We do horizontally.
Okay.
Goyim, before they had modern techniques of killing animals, how do they kill animals? They cut it. The shchita. But not horizontally, they kill it vertically.
Seems like horizontal would be more easy than vertical.
Why? If they do whatever we do, the opposite. Okay, we do it horizontal, they just do it vertically. Bahama akir means you pluck out the simon and you put the knife in between. You
make me you shouldn't have children.
No, I mean, that's another word. Hamaka means you do a shechita. Hamaka means you stick the knife in.
Isn't that hagrama?
No, hagrama is you cut the wrong part too high up on the neck. Hagrama. Ikor is...
Hamaka means he pulls out, he rips out.
Ikor basically means you stick the knife in between the two simanim.
Yeah.
Or you shecht it upwards. Instead of shechting it downwards where you can see what you're cutting, you shecht it where you can't see what you're cutting. The normal when you do shechita, you see exactly what you're doing. Ikor means you pull out the simanim. There are different definitions. There's five psulim. Part of Melchasis. Why? According to part of Melchasis, why? Because there's a shechita. Everyone agrees. Everyone, the machloikis between the Ramei and the Chacham is shechita she'enu ru'uya. This is not even a shechita. Garnished. Amar, Rabbi, Divar, Rabbi Meir, Be'oisa, V'yesbenoi, V'shenoi, B'losh, Chachamim. Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who is the author of this Mishnah, he came to agree the words with the Vadim Shal Rabbi Meir in the sugya of Oisoi the Espino. That's not our sugya. We're discussing over here Kisi Adam.
Yeah.
He liked Rabbi Meir in the sugya of Oisoi the Espino, Ushnoi Beloshin Chachamim, and he was a name male. He made them anonymous. Now, what was the sugya? What was the sugya of Oisoi the Espino? There he paskin Shchita She'enu Ruuya. If I shecht the mother and then I shecht the child and the child lets his kachim, right? We had kachim b'chutz. That was the mishnah. Twelve scenarios. Two animals, a mother and a child. I shecht one inside of the azar, one outside. One is chulin, one is hegdish.
All
of the various scenarios. Yes. And in those scenarios, many of the scenarios, where it was the second child, the child was the one that you bechayv was a shechita she'ena ru'uya. It was a shechita. It was kachim b'chutz. The shechita will not permit you to eat from the animal.
Right.
And what did it say? It said in the name of the chachamim, chayiv. Yechayiv for the isra of oisav yes benoy. Why? Because shechita she'ena ru'uya
shema
shechita.
It's the same concept.
And there it says yechayiv shechita she'ena ru'chayiv.
So what's the question?
And who is that? And who's chayiv? It says it's Stam Mishnah. The Chachamim.
Chacham Ezra Meir.
But the Chacham Ezra Meir. So how come Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he authored the Mishnah, he made it sound, he made the Shita of Rabbi Meir into a Stam Mishnah? Because he liked Rabbi Meir. And even though he's a Yochid, he gave him the power of the Rabbin.
He liked the Shita.
And it doesn't say any name?
No, it says Chayiv. He gave Rabbi Meir, who was an individual, the power of the Chacham of the Rabbin. And yet, when it comes over here to Masechta, to this parak, Kisi Adam, and it says in the Mishnah, Ashech of Nimsa Trefa, Ashech of all these things, Rabbi Meir Mechayev. We're giving Rabbi Meir, he's a one-man show. Hey, yeah, Yachid.
You're Yachid.
The Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, who holds Shechita Shein Aruya, Loishma Shechita. He all of a sudden gets the spotlight. How could it be when it comes to the sugi of Oysa V'Yespino, Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave Rabbi Meir the spotlight, the limelight, and when it comes to the sugi of Kisi Adam, we're giving Rabbi Shimon the spotlight.
How do you give Rabbi Shimon the spotlight?
Because the Mishnah over here says Zachacham Paitrim.
Who's the Chachamim?
Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Ol Shchita Shenir Ruya Lo Shema Shchita.
He's called the Chachamim.
Called the Chachamim. Exactly.
So what is Vishinoi?
Exactly the reverse of the other.
Rabbi Meir, who was authored the Mishnais, compiled the Mishnais, Devarav Shal Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds a Shulchan Aruya Shema Shchita. In the previous parak, Yosef Yesmino, Ushinaoi, and taught as a Rebbe, he taught B'lashon Chachamim, gave him the Taikef of the Chachamim.
Where
in parak Yosef Yesmino.
I got it.
Ud Rabbi Shimon, and now here in our, we just learned the Mishnah in this parak, Ud Rabbi Shimon, B'kisi Adam, he liked, he's ro'ah, he saw the opinion to be correct of Rabbi Shimon here in Oysav Yesbenai, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya Loi Shma Shchita, Ushina'oi, and taught it, B'lashon Chachamim. So what's going on?
Actually, where's that Mishnah previous?
Previous parak.
I know, but which Mishnah?
The 12 which cases.
Stuff? Which stuff?
The 12 cases, Rashi tells you to daf. Ro Rabbi, back on daf on Pei Aleph. Okay, Pei Aleph on the base.
Because I have a Pei Aleph on the base.
Okay, Pei Aleph on the base. That's what Rashi says. Kithan bar, Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Chaim Mechayvim. Pay Aleph Amid Base.
I'm sticking these words over here. Rebbe was the Rebbe Uda Nosu was Masada Mishnais and says parentheses of Yashad and
this Mishnah.
And Beis Dino. Just interesting.
Together with Bezdin.
Interesting, fascinating side point.
He wasn't alone. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was not alone. He had a Bezdin. He had a Bezdin that helped him compile the Mishnayos. Rashi is saying, don't think that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a one-man show. He had support from the Tzibur.
See, you made him sing before him. So you say he doesn't mention his name. He doesn't mention any name. He doesn't mention.
It mentions Rabbi Shimon.
I got it.
Rabbi Shimon.
So the Kashi is
reversed.
Here he calls him Chachamim, and here...
And here Rabbi Shimon calls...
Usually when you say Yochid V'Rab, Molochid Rab,
exactly.
He specifically is trying to make Molochid by one and the
that's
other one.
That's why we're
all... Right. You see, Rameir, he's elevated, and here's Rabbi
Shimon. Right, the stira. It's a stira.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to Kisi, okay. I used to be asking, no, like the Rabbi Meir.
Okay.
Which means Shchita Shenu Ruya Shema Shchita, and also if Yisrael passes like Rabbi Shimon, that's Shenu Ruya Loisha Shchita Stira. And for the Gemara says,
My time is a mayor.
Also if Yisrael, why? Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Gamar Shchita Shchita Mishchita. It's Gzeres Hakasim. When it comes with these Ming Mechalik, when it sounds like a Rabbi Chaim this Gemara, Lam Shu the Gemara. When it comes to Also of Yisrael, there we're going to paskin like a Stira in the Raman. The answer is difference in two different cases. When it comes to Oysel V'Yesh, we're going to pass in that Shin Shin Ruya Shema Shchita. Why? Gzera Shava Shchita Shchita Mishchut Eichot. Ma Hasam Shchita Shein Ruya Shema Shchita. By Shchut Eichot, the person takes a carbon and he takes it outside of the Azara.
Right.
And he shachs it. The Chayv Karas, the Torah says, goodbye. See you later, buddy.
You can't eat it, right.
It's Chayv Karas.
Right.
Why is it Chayv Karas? I didn't do a Shchita. The Torah says, it's not called a Shchita. It's not a shchita because it's not royal achila.
Right, it defines
the mahus. Obviously, the fact that Torah says that Yischaif Karis is teaching you that when it comes to kashim, shchita she'eno ru'uya shema shchita.
Right.
The es binoy is a shtickle din of kashim.
Yeah,
it's a modern halacha. There are elements. It's taught in the parish of kashim. The psugi of oisay the es no is juxtaposed to the halacha of uvayoyim hashmini yiratze. For 7 days, Shivas Yamim Tia Tachas Imai, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yeratze. It's juxtaposed to Oisoy, the two psukim right next to each other.
Yeah.
So therefore, we learn that the sugi of Oisoy V'Yesbino is a shtickle kachim. It's a shtickle kachim. Kachim has its own set of rules. What are the rules of kachim? Shchita She'eno Ru'uya Shema Shchita. I take the animal outside of the Azara, I shecht
it. Because otherwise it's mud. Why would we be Chayv Karas?
Exactly. So Torah is Megala, and now we're doing Oysa V'Yespino. It says the word, Lo Sishchatu, Oysa V'Yespino, Lo Sishchatu, B'yoy Mecha, the word Shchita. So since Oysa V'Yespino is a shtickle halacha of Mechusa Zman is a Kachim-related sugya, right? A Kachim-related sugya. Nenela, we're able to say we're gzereshava to shchut echut, just like there shchita shenirui a shema shchita. Likewise, oisav yes no shchita shenirui a shema shchita. But when it comes to kisi adam, kisi adam is the dire opposite of kachin, because chayos, who's chayving kisi adam? Chayos. There's no chayos. There's no kachin by chayos. This is not a kachin dikadin. Nenela, then shchita, you gotta be able to eat it. You gotta be able to eat it. Right. If I can't eat it, why can't I eat it? It's a treifa, it's a nevela, nichor, ikor, garnished.
So,
this is like mamish. If you wouldn't know it's a gemara, you would say there's a steel in the Rambam. And the Rav Chaim, in for the Rambam.
I took it from Rav Chaim.
What? Yeah. Mahas, what's the problem? I told you, all the lumdis is in the Gemara.
Right here.
In the Gemara. All the lumdis in the Gemara. Okay? This Mamish or Reb Chaim, Astir and the Rambam, and this is the typical way Reb Chaim would answer. Das is Kodshim, and das is Chulin, Hayel, Chulin, Svei Dinim. We learned enough Gemara. You know how to become a Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Shimon, my time, a while here. We learned from Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik says that he told them, slaughter the animal v'hochein and prepare it for consumption. Ma lahalon shchito ruuya v'ir v'hochein. He showed them the Gid Hanoshe. He showed them, he had them, therefore, we learn out that it has to be...
Say that again, so
Tevoyach, tevach v'achin. Tevoyach means to slaughter. It's another word for slaughter. V'achin, v'achin means and prepare. Prepare for consumption. So the word v'achin is superfluous. If the Torah would not have written the word v'achin, you would not even have known it's missing. And the Torah went out of its way to add an extra word, v'achin. Achin means prepared for consumption. It's juxtaposed to the word tevoach. Tevoach is another word for shechita. And it's teaching you the definition of a tevicha, which is synonymous with shechita, is v'achin. It is fit for consumption. So you see, the mahus of shechita means you're able to eat it. So when it comes to
why does it use such a lashon as opposed to shechita? Like with akeda.
Before my entire
is it lishchas benoy?
Lishchait, as macheles, lishchas
benoy. So why is it lashon changed?
The real chassid, everything relates to the akeda.
So why is it not? It's interesting lashon.
Weiter, I don't know the answer.
So go ahead. So let me. How do you see from this?
It says with vachain. The word vachain is juxtaposed to the word tevoach. The mahus of tevicha.
The mahus. Exactly. And
that was chulin, by the way. So how come each one only learns from the one?
Yes.
Okay, he's going across the board now. Okay, you are correct. The Gemara now is coming to just tell us in general, even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh, okay, I didn't explain this correctly. Rabbeinu HaKadosh picked and chose what he likes. But we have to understand Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon did not pick and choose. They were consistent across the board. Right. Rabbi Meir says across the board. He holds shchita sheneruya shema shchita. And Rabbi Shimon says shchita sheneruya lo shchita. So now we want to go into their thinking. Rabbi, we're done with. Rabbi picked and chose. Rabbi, we're done with. We explained Rabbi. Rabbi holds when it comes to a kachim dikadin, then we follow the gzera shava. When it comes to a chulin dikadin, we don't follow the gzera shava. We have a different makar. Really? Now we want to understand the sources. We have Rabbi Meir, we have Rabbi Shimon. They are consistent in their opinion across the board. Rabbi Meir always says shchita she'en eruya shema shchita. And Rabbi Shimon says shchita she'en eruya lo yishma shchita. Consistent. What's the source? So this, according to the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir's source is Gezer Shav. We learn everything from Tevach Tevach. Everything from Shchut Eichutz. Everything is compared to Shchut Eichutz. And according to Rabbi Shimon, everything is compared to Tevach Tevach V'Hachein. Everything. And I told you the oneness of Rabbi. Rabbi says, Hayelchut V'Hayelchut. When it comes to Oysoi V'Yes, that's a Kodshim Dikadin, we're going to go to Shchut Eichutz. When it comes to Kisi Adam, Kisi Adam is a Chulin Dikadin, because it only applies to Chayos. So then it's going to go to Tevach Tevach V'Hachein.
But it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
I told it to you. I told you what's coming up in the Gemara. I told you what's coming up. But right now, we're going now into the Nas. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Ra. Was Ra. I like you, and I like you. We'll make a pshara. Now the Gemara is, what's the Iker Tainim? So according to Rabbi Meir, is consistent. Because he holds you always compared to Kachim across the board. And Rabbi Shimon, he's consistent. He always compares everything to Tevoyach Tevach v'hochein. Vayta. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, okay, first white line. Nami ligma mitvach. Why does Nigel learn from Tevach v'hochein? And why does he learn from Shchut Eichutz? The Gemara says, Donin, because I don't like the word. The word is not the same word. I rather learn out the word that says oiso v'es melo sishchatu, and the word that says. It says v'shofach es damai v'chiso be'ofar, and it says they were. It says there was this little v'shofach. It says that they would have a
shchita.
What? Shchita. Don in shchita mitzvicha. I don't like the word tvicha. Frag the Gemara, why don't you like the word tvicha? Tvicha, who don't care what the exact letters are. What makes a difference in making Zeresh Shavi is concepts. Conceptual concepts. You go to a car show, a concept car. It's not on the street. It's a concept, a principle. So Rameir, Namelu Mitzvayach, Don and Shushu, Mein Afkamina, Hotan the Bey Rabbi Ishmael, it says the famous drash of Shav HaKoyin, Uvo HaKoyin, Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bi. We have a whole shot, you have to wait 7 days. You have to wait, so it says the word the second week and the first week.
In regard to a
bias minuga.
Wow.
A bias that has a nega. Mm-hmm. So it says you lock up the house, the coin comes back, and the nega has not spread. So what do? Mm-hmm. You come back, you lock it up another week. And then he comes back a second week, and he looks, nothing has changed. So it says, so it doesn't say what to do. It does not say that if the nega has not spread, you should wait another week. It doesn't say. But what is the halacha of a gzeirah shava? It says by the first visit, v'shav. It says by the second visit, the word uba. V'shav means to return. Uba means to come. It's a zel bazach. He has to walk from the Beis Medrash to the house and look. So even though the Torah uses a different word, but the kohen is doing the same exact thing. That is already sufficient to link the two together and to derive. Just like when the kohen comes the first time, you have to lock up the house for a week. Likewise, when the kohen comes the second time, you got to lock up the house for a whole week. V'shava kohen uba kohen. It's
another week.
No, 2 weeks.
Shava is the first time, right?
2 weeks, so a total of 2 weeks.
Animately.
The Gemara says, so therefore you see that you can make an exertion, even the words not the same. The Gemara says, yeah, you're very nice.
So therefore it's a kasha on Rameh, why didn't it like
and the Gemara, hanimil, that hanimil hecha, the leka, the domile, is only when the two are not comparable, the two are not the same. The leka, the domile, when they are, you have nothing else to compare it to. This is the only option. But when you have an option of making a gzeirah shava for a word and two words are the same letters of the aleph bays, then it's going to be okay. Okay, so that's why Rabbi Meir, we have an answer. The reason why Rabbi Meir makes a gzeirah shava of shchita shchita meshul echutz does not make a gzeirah shava mitzvah because we have a choice. When you have a choice, you make zero shift to word that is similar to Shulta Chutz. And Shulta Chutz is Shchita, Shneruya, Shema Shchita. Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Frech, the Gemara the other way around. Why does he learn from Tvech Vech? Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Lumi, Shulta Chutz. The Gemara says, Dan Nechul, Nechul, Vey, Dan Nechul, Mekashim. I don't want to go there. Because the two halachs that we have learned over here is they're both dinim of Chulin, Oysai, the Espinoi, and Kisi Adam are basically Chulin, Dikadinim. The male, I don't want to go to Kach because they chutz. Frank, whoever I may, a mayor, atu oisov yesunor bekachem miloy noheik. A mayor answers back, what are you talking about? Oisov yesunor, even though it's true, it applies to chulin, but also applies to kachem. Yeah,
exactly.
You can't bring two kachem on the same, kachem, two animals the same day, the oisov yesunor.
So what did Rav Shimon answer?
So he didn't give an answer to that. He held, obviously, good kach. Obviously, the fact that he did not respond, obviously, he holds, so what? It's a chilik. That's not mechalik. The bottom line is, it's not by chulin, that's the ikur. Most of the cases of oisov of yesun, the velt, are chulin cases. Today, only like chulin, only kashim is manazeh. Most of the cases are chulin, that's enough. Now, the Gemara is hainu, the adkama b'chia. Now, with all of these insights, we now understand. Now, we go back to the b'chia, right? The Gemara started. Remember the Gemara go up, yeah. The Gemara says, about Abba, Amar b'yoychana. Now, we have all the information in our palm. And now we can understand why Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to take all of this information and decipher it and to sift it through his sieve, his brilliant mind with Kedusha, and be able to decide, I like what Rav Meir says with regard to Oysav Yesbenoi. Oysav Yesbenoi. There, I like Oysav Yesbenoi. And I like what Rav Shimon says when it comes to Kisi Adam. Hainu Dekamer B'chiyah. Roh, Rebbe. Devarim shel Meir ba'osav yesbenoi u'shno b'loshen chachamim. My time of Rabbi Meir b'kisi Adam. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir b'kisi Adam? Amr shem lakish gomar. Wait a minute. Everything that I told you, I fooled you. Because everything that I told you over here was only a gzeirah shava. The two limudim was only by osav yesbenoi. Okay, I fooled you. We have a machlokes. When the Gemara is breaking it up into two parts. Why? Because it doesn't say the word, like I told you, I alluded to this. It doesn't say the word shechita by kisi adam. It says the word shefichah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two different reasons. Right now we have a machlokes between Rabbi Shmeir and Rabbi Shimon when it came to the law of oisav yesbenoi, and the machlokes depend on the gezeirah shava of shechita to tevichah or shechut echutz.
Yeah.
Done. Now, let's go to part two. Shmita. What's part two? Kisi when it comes to Kisi Adam. My time, the mayor of Kisi Adam, Amar B'Shem Ben Lakish, Kamar Shificha, Shificha, Mishchut Eichutz. Malahalan Shchita Shene Ruyash Mashchita, Avkat Shchita Shene Ruyash Mashchita. Now, where does it say the word? Where does it say the word Shificha? So you go look in the Halakha side of the Gemara, Vav and Zayin, Vil Pesach El Moy Lohi, Vil Lakiv Kam Lashem, Lazay Mishkan Hashem, Dami Chashev Lishahu, Dom Shafach. This means a killer. He spilled the blood of an innocent animal. Dom Shafach. Okay? So it says the word, you take an animal of Kodesh and you shechted it outside the Azara.
So that's
and how does the Torah define with shechting outside the Azara? Dom Shafach. Yeah. What does it say by Kisi Adam? The Shafach as Domai the Chisahu Be'afar. The word Shficha Shficha, Gzer Shava. Good?
Stand.
There, when it comes to Shchut Echutz, the Zechiva, Shchut and Shuruya, Shmo Shchita, by Shchut Echutz, Chayv Karis.
Yes.
Chayv Karis, that's very close to Shmo Shchita, so too, yeah. When it comes to Shchut, it comes to Kisei Adam also.
Is there Machlaikis we're going to get?
No, there is one Machlaikis. What Machlaikis?
By Shchut, there's no Machlaikis.
No!
There's Shchita, Shchut, Shchut, Shchut.
No, no Machlaikis. Everyone holds the Chayv Karis. Mal halos and shuri wish moshki. No machlek is avkash shuri wish moshki. Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with this? Rabbi Shimon says asher ye ochel ksev. It says in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk by kisui hadam.
Yeah.
What does it say? It says v'ishish mibnei Yisrael. I mean, I gear b'sochem asher yotzut seit chayav oyoyif asher ye ochel that can be eaten. Menela is shchita she'ena ru'uya loy shma shchita because it says the yochel v'al the pasuk. You can't argue in this pasuk, yeah. Asher yochel k'siv. Oh, so now the ball falls back in the court of the other man, the Amar Rebbe Meir. It refers to the min. That you're only going is only going to be chayiv in the midst of Kisi Adam if the creature is a type of creature
that
which theoretically can be eaten, but in the particular situation where you did the death, the animal was brought about. Maybe it itself cannot be eaten because the shchita she'ena ru'uya. It doesn't matter. You're chayiv to do Kisi Adam. We have no reason why to say otherwise. And this that it says Asher Yochel, that's just referring to the min. It's not a practical halacha. If Asher Yochel, that means that this ma'aseh shchita must result in it being eaten. Is that the pshat? No. The pshat is Asher Yochel, that it must be from the min of oifos, which is eaten in the veld. But let's say I take a type of and a bird which is eaten in the veld, and I do to it a shchita that's einu ru'uya. This is the shita of Rabbi Meir, how he answers the rebuttal.
Why does he have, what about Chaya Tomei?
Oh, so why don't we say a very good question? Why also, only Oif Tomei? I don't know the answer. Yeah, I don't know the answer. Murdy question. The Arash will say something over there? Taisa says over here?
Bring the base of maybe.
No, we're not dealing with base of Midrash over here. No, what does Taisa say? He's not discussing this.
Talking about
cholin
here.
What? Right, cholin. So why do we have to sell this only on the birds? Why not on the behemoths, yeah, which are not kosher? They're not kosher. Chayim. I want a chayos. Other, not every chay is kosher. Maybe they are. Is that true? Every chay is kosher? No, not every chay is kosher. I'm all confused. I don't know the answer. Let's go weiter. Oid chazen lemoid. Weiter. Rabbi Shimon. Oid tamim my bar. Right. Lemoid. Oid tamim hudo yasa.
Let's go. Put some parentheses. Oid chaya.
Oichaya. You see, Art Scroll answered your question without any source.
Yeah.
They just snuck it in there. That's Torah. They don't need a car. You don't need a car. You can say things on your own without a car.
The pasuk says Shiyotzid Sayet Chaya Oif. It's the Gashay Yochel. That's a pasuk.
You don't see anyone on the page. How come the Gemara only says Oif? I don't know the answer. Art Scroll snuck it in. You have to go see. You got to go look at the Rishonim.
It says, Mamash, you have two words like that next to each other. So what's that?
Maybe it's only the second word. Maybe it's only the second or the first word. I don't know the answer. Vita.
You know why? Because maybe, I'm just thinking, because maybe it says right next to Oif. It's the closest.
It's a Hekish. No, it's a Hekish what's right next to each other, right?
It's going on both. Closer,
okay, our school is in the word Chaya. Our school is the Pasha, refers to Chaya also. Night. Rabbi Shimon, Oif, Tommy, my timer. Where Rabbi Shimon says, no. I don't need a pot. I don't like your pshat. He's coming over to give a rebuttal. Oif tome my time of the lab barachiluhu. Trefanami lab barachiluhu. In other words, inachinami. Inachinami. Let us say, you know what? Let's say you're right. Let's say, Asher Yach, I'm going to give in to you. I'm asking. I agree to you. Asher Yeochel does not mean practical. It means a min behema, which, a min oif, and a min chaya, which theoretically can be eaten. But the Torah is still excluding from the potential of Kisi Adam, all of those birds are not kosher. And all of the chayos are not kosher. Why are they excluded? Why did the Torah exclude all of those species of birds which are not kosher? Why?
Exclude them from what?
From the midst of Kisi Adam.
Kisi Adam is only shaykh if you're able to eat it. You're shechting and you're going to eat it.
Oh, so that's what the Torah called me to teach you. Because since those birds don't have a chance to enter in your stomach, yeah, don't bother.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to agree to you. When it says, Nasher ye yochel, it doesn't mean practically what you can eat. It means a type of a bird which is kosher, which is Asher yochel, which can be eaten. So then, but the Torah, you have to acknowledge, even according to you, that we want to translate the word in a more general sense, the Torah clearly says that non-kosher birds and non-kosher chayos are exempt from the midst of Kisi Adam. What's the reason? Why? Because you can't eat them. Right? Asher Yeochel, only types of creatures which have potential to be eaten. But these other creatures can never be eaten. They can never be eaten, so there's no midst of Kisi Adam. Extend that svar one step further. Mimela, we have a right to say, even by birds which you can eat, you have to practically be able to eat it.
Yeah.
And if you can't practically eat it because you botched up the shechita, then you're not chayv in Kisi Adam.
Yeah.
So even if I will give in, I will concede that Asher Ye Ochel refers to the min,
right,
still the result will be the same. Because still the Torah is coming to exclude those creatures that are not kosher. Why? Because they can't enter your stomach. So just like they cannot enter your stomach, even a kosher bird that has a problem because there's a trefa, the tzomes hagidin are severed, you also can't eat. The male of his node in the kisi adam. Good?
Fine.
Right. Now the Gemara includes, this he likes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he likes this pshat better than the sheep, than the other one. Good? So we learned a lot already today. Okay, learned the Mishnah.
So in conclusion, why?
In conclusion, there's a double. There's a machlekes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir across the board by shchita she'eno ru'uya, a machlekes by oisav yespinoi and by kisi adam. By oisav yespinoi, there's a separate machlekes. Machlekes the gzeres shava shchita shchidim shchutichutz verse the pasuk of tovayach telach v'hachin. And each one has a reason why they prefer to go in their path. By the sugya of Kisi Adam, there's another machlekes, do we learn it out from Gzeres Shava, Shafach v'Shafach, Shchut Eichut, it says, Dom Shafach, and it says the word, V'Shafach Es Domai, and that's one svara, to say that Shchita She'enu Re'uya Shema Shchita, to be Chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, I have it says the Pasuk, Asher Yay ochel.
Oh.
It has to be fit for consumption. Whatever that means, all different lomas, all different halachim, what that means. And therefore, that's why if it's a shchita she'ena ruya, it's not asher
right.
Yay ochel.
Right.
So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he observed this double machlekes, the machlekes of shchita she'ena ruya in the sugya of Oysa V'yesbenoi, and the machlekes of Meir Mishim, the sugya of Kisi Adam, he held that the lumdis of Rabbi Meir in Oysa V'Yespinoi is sound, and that's why he elevated him into the status of the Rabbim, so that we paskin like him.
But you can do that?
Rabbeinu HaKadosh
could do it. Rabbeinu could do that? He can call someone a rabbi, yes, even though he's a yachid?
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country. You can do whatever you want. He did it. He did it because he paskin, that's the halacha. He was in a position of a pesek. Not everyone is zoche lasuke shmeitza aliba de hilchasa. He was in that authority to be machria. He was given that koyach, that kedusha. He was accepted. Vezehu! Case closed. Next sugya. Omar Rabbi Yava. Loy lakol Omar Rabbi Meir. Let's not get carried away now, even though we've been brainwashed. Rabbi Meir holds. Ashechita she'eno ru'uyo shmo shechita. Let's not get carried away. There are exceptions. Loy lakol Omar Rabbi Meir shechita she'eno ru'uyo shmo shechita. Moy Rabbi Meir she'ein matirasa b'achila. It's not going.
It
doesn't make any sense, right? Let's go for it. Let's read the words on the slave inside. Let's innovate. What it means in Rashi.
The
loy that she'ena matiras b'achila. Even though y'all shechita looks like Rashi looks like very clear. The loy la kol amar Rabbi Shimon shechita she'ena ruya losh mashechita. Amar Rabbi Shimon shemit harasa midei nevela. Let's see Rashi inside. Will the Gemara explains it? Let's see Rashi inside this for a moment. Rashi. Tab Rashi, loyal la kol Rabbi Meir, loyal kol Rabbi Meir, shmoshchita, kinefarsh, we're doing the next line of the Gemara, demoy de Meir she'enoy matir b'achila, ulkamei pach pshita, of course, like you just said.
That what?
Ugedat.
A shchita she'enoy ru'uya means it's you're not allowed to eat it.
Right.
So what's the Gemara saying over here? Right now, let's enter the Gemara. The Gemara here says, Amar. You just said one moment ago. Loyal kol Rabbi Meir shenirui shmoshchita. But Rabbi Meir shenirui matir b'achila. Pshita, of course. Shreifa b'shchita mi'mishtaria. This is self-defeating. This statement. Le'tzricha. Ah, here it goes. This is the chiddush. Merzik gemara now. Lamshu gemara. Le'shoyched es atreifa u'matza b'ben tishachai. Ben pakua. Just when you thought you finished the sugya ben pakua, guess what? Here it is, all over again.
Fred, you missed something.
He's back.
You missed the line. Again, Omer Meshchita, Shem Meshchita. Might Rav Meshchita, Shem
Meshchita.
I did that. I read everything. Yes. It's Matari Dim in the Daily. We know we do that also as well. We'll go back to that as well. Right now, we're going over Meshchita now. Nachmal, Omar. Okay, that's easy. That's very easy. Rabbi Shimon says, Shchita She'ena Ru'uya Lo Yishma Shchita.
No.
Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry. But it does accomplish at least that it's not an avela. There's no tuma. Yishach the treifa is a tame. Just like when you shach the treifa. Let's say you have a treifa. You do a shchita. Let's say even though you know in advance. You know in advance it's a treifa. You take an X-ray and you see it has a hole in the lung the size of your kitchen sink.
It's
so it's a treifa. And now you do a shchita. The shchita accomplishes it's not nevela. So let's say you have kachem mechutz. The person is going to go al kiddush Hashem. He takes kachem the shchita mechutz. It's chayv karas. So the shchita is a shchita she'ein ru'uya. Is this animal that you did shchita mechutz is a nevela?
No.
I took kachem.
No.
It's not a treifa.
Right.
They did a bedikah. Right. Gevaldik. I take it outside. It's a shchita she'ein ru'uya. Is it talmud tumas nevela?
No.
Wine, but shchita she'ena ru'uya. Rabbi Shimon says loy shma shchita. It says asher ye'ochel. It says tevach tevach v'hochein. You don't have v'hochein. You don't have asher ye'ochel. So we should say it's all or nothing. If it's not roy la'achila, it's going to be a nevela. And if metamei tumas nevela, along comes the Gemara. Don't get carried away now. Just because shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita, and it's not mutar be'achila, it's still mitahara.
Oh, that's the Gemara saying.
It's a chiddush. It is a chiddush. The only time you have that chiddush that the shchita takes away the veil is by a treifa.
Nay.
You don't have that halach when it comes to a shchita she'ena ru'uya. A shchita by kachin mechutz. Kachin mechutz, it's not a treifa. It's not a treifa.
You only have that only got a treifa that makes it.
That it's mitamei de nevela.
I got it.
Who says you'll apply it across the board?
You take out the nevela.
But the truth is, a treifa is also an example of a shchita she'ena ru'uya. It's also an example of shchita. But maybe you'll limit it to one case. He's not coming to us in every single case. In every case across the board, the lo yotzei min haklal, if it's called a shchita she'ena ru'uya, you just can't eat it, but there's no din nevela. That's a chiddush. Because you may argue that if it's a shchita she'ena ru'uya, it should be, maybe this is talking to the makar, that halacha. you may argue that if it's a shechita she'ena ruya, so then it's nevela. Tevach tevach v'hochein. If you can't have v'hochein, then it's not called tevach tevach. If you can't have of a shechita, if it's not royal achil, it's garnished. Right? The shechita kamashlo. You don't say that. Mm-hmm. Now that's a side point. That's a side show. The main point over here is according to Meir. Right, Meir says something which doesn't make any sense. And even Meir holds a shechita she'ena ruya loshma shechita. Even though you're Shema Shechita, it's Shema Shechita b'nogei the halacha of Yechayiv Malkos for Oysel V'Yespinoi, Yechayiv and Kisi Adam.
Yeah.
But don't get carried away now, you still can't eat it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for telling me that information, as if I didn't know that, right?
Yeah.
Of course I can't eat it. If I can't, that's why it's called the Shechita Shein Neruya. The Chiddush is Yechayiv Malkos for Oysel V'Yespinoi, Yechayiv and Kisi Adam. Don't get carried away now. Just because Yechayif Oysov, yes, but not Yechayif Kisi Adam, you still can't eat it.
You know, according to Rame, it's a tremendous chiddush.
I still can't eat it.
You can't eat it, and it's still considered like a shechita.
But okay, what? But I can't eat it. I can't eat it.
Yeah.
I know I can't eat it. I'm very well aware that's not the chiddush is that I'm Chayif Kisi Adam, the Chayif Malkus for Oysov, yes, but not. I know I can't eat it. What are you telling me? I don't already know. The answer is, we're telling you halacha b'nogea the vlad the ben pakua.
Yeah, yeah.
You shecht it. It's a shechita sheina ru'uya.
Yeah.
It's oisav yes b'noy.
Yeah.
It's I'm sorry. It's kachim mechutz. Okay, kachim mechutz. Or it's a treifa. It's a treifa. And you open up the animal, and guess what you got in there? Guess what you got inside the mother? You got a ben tishachai. You got a living animal, 9-month-old baby inside. So it's a ben bekua. So let us suggest that the shechita, that it's eina ruuya, was only eina ruuya for the mother.
Comes along right there and says no.
But the even vlad should be the shechita of the mother should be chal on the vlad, and you should be able to eat the vlad, just like the shechita is a good enough shechita to be mechayiv, to be mechayiv malkois for oisav yespinoi, to be mechayiv kisi adam. We should say the shechita is a gewaldige shechita to be mater the vlad. Kamash mulan. Sorry, you can't eat the vlad.
Period. You can't eat it.
You need his own shechita.
You need his own shechita. Even though it's kachim mechutz, we don't consider the ben pekua.
You bring the ben pekua in the base. Sometimes you bring another carbon. You make it into a carbon shlam. You can make another carbon shlam. The ben pekua.
How do you know ben pekua can be shechted? So the shechting does anything.
That's what?
Let's ask that question. According to Rav Meir.
Let's discuss. Here you see Divrei Torah Aninim B'Makim Echad V'Hashim B'Makim Acher. We learned a blot of the Sugya Ben Pekua, and the Ikur Yesoid of Ben Pekua is not even found in the main Sugya. If you don't learn this Gemara, you don't know the Aleph Beis of Ben Pekua. This Gemara is Megala, the true Lundus of Ben Pekua.
There was a question of the Lundus of Ben Pekua, and we had it.
And if you don't learn,
is it that you don't need a Shrita, or the Shrita of the mother?
It's the four simanim. Are the four simanim? Are the all the Torah? Oh,
yeah.
This Gemara is critical to understand the Lamas Ben Bekua. How could it be it's not in the main Sugya? They're like five daf on the Ben Bekua. And you thought you're done. You make get a diploma, you're finished.
Yeah.
And here you have a little still Gemara on the side. And in this Gemara lies the essence of Ben Bekua. L'kayim ha'shenemar, divrei Torah. It's kemat every time. The Ikka Yisoydis of a Masechta are not in the Masechta. The Ikka Yisoydis of a Masechta Shabbos are not in the Masechta Shabbos. The Ikka Yisoydis of a Masechta Ervin are not in the Masechta Ervin. It's always in a different Masechta. The only thing that's in the same Masechta is the Agadata. Not even almost the whole time. What's the case over here? The Ben Pekua does not need Shechita. Kamash Mulan, an incredible Chiddush. The Shechita on the mother is only going to be Chal on the baby if the mother is Ruy La'achila. A whole new dimension in Ben Pekua. That it's not just I'm a Maisa Shechita. The Maisa Shechita is a Gewaldige Maisa. The proof is Yechayev Malkus. For Oysav Yes Benoy. Yechayev in Kisi Adam. So you see it's a Gewaldige Maisa. Well, that's the whole Malchus of Kachim. So you see it's a Gewaldige Shechita. So you would say, so it should be good enough to eat the child? No. To eat the baby you need a higher darga of shchita. It's not that just that the shchita is ru'uya. It's a practical shchita, a shchita that leads to achila. Then we can translate that down to the baby.
Because the baby is yerechimai.
Exactly. But who says you need it to that yerechimai is nichlan that svar? Frek the gemara, that tizbra. Is this logical?
Even in the normal circumstances, Meir holds otherwise.
It's not a gear, Meir. I mean, it doesn't hold the Ben Bekur. It doesn't hold the Alephus Ben Bekur. The whole sugya Ben Bekur is not a gear, Meir. Right? Meir doesn't hold the Ben Bekur.
He
needs a shchita. He doesn't hold the Ben Bekur.
Meir needs a shchita, then the treif is not to transfer down to
exactly. So what's even the Havamina? Vatizbavam, this whole sugya years, you can go to Meir. Meir holds the shchita. Oh, Yashakoyach. Guess what? And they even in the best conditions.
You always need shchita.
You need shchita the baby. He doesn't hold that. Take those stuff out of your gemara.
The goes back. What's the
five? You can make the sima shas 5 days earlier. According to Meir, but Tizra, the other Meir says ben b'kua ton shchita. The gemara says, you know, you're right. Here's the beauty of everything. Now is tied together. Beautiful gemara. The Rambam ties together. We're not asking him. You're right. We're asking on Rabbeinu HaKadosh because he got himself into a lot of trouble. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh likes to pick and choose. He picks for himself the shita of Ben Pekua, doesn't need a shita. Yeah. And he also picked for himself the shita of Remeya, shita, sheneruya, shema shita, at least in the case of SBS for now. So now that we've started today's daf, we're learning the yisod of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he likes to pick and choose, and he picked for himself this and this and this and this. He's now in big trouble. He's like the Rambam. The Rambam always gets himself into these problems. Because he paskins. Leitzricha the Rebbe. His mom is like Mamash. Chaim Gemar. Leitzricha the Rebbe. He's the one who will come into attack. Because Sav, like a Meir, he's like a Meir. Look, Rabbanan. He holds like both. He holds
like
Sav, like a Meir, the Amashin, the Shinruya, Shema Shchita. But the Sav, like Rabbanan, the Sugi Ben Pekua. In the sugya ben bekor, the baby does not need shchita. The amash is ima mitarasai. This is the shchita of the ima is matir the baby. Oh, so kevon the amar abon shchus ima mitarasai. The handle shchus ima. In the case of here, you have a kachshim mechutz. You have kachshim mechutz, and you do a shchita, and you hold the shchita ruuya. Rabbeinu HaKadosh mechayv malkos. So let that shchita extend to the baby, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds like the Rabbanu that a ben bekur doesn't need shchita.
Right.
Kamashla, you need a shchita. Gvaldik. Is it gvaldik?
One second, that you need a shchita.
What? That the baby needs shchita. The shchita of the mother is not going to work for the baby.
And the chiddush is that you could do a shchita on the baby.
The Gemara say that? You're going a stavaita. Now you want to go into the Shiloh, he's really alluding to it. Maybe this Ben Buku is so messed up that you can't even do Shchita altogether. It's Nishtahi Nishtaher. You only can do a Shchita on an animal that needs Shchita. This animal, Shchita, say the following lamas. Shchita She'enu Ru'uya Shma Shchita. So you can't tell me that the Shchita of the mother didn't have any effect on the baby. You can't tell me because it's Shchita Shma Shchita. I'm Chayv Malkis. So it's ke'ilu, nishach with one simon. Can I eat one simon? Can I eat one simon? No. Now, the baby comes out. I take the baby and I shech the baby. Also, I shech the other simon. Eilucha shehir g'dayla mizu. Half the animal. There was a shtikl chaloy shchita from the mother. And now there's going to be another chaloy shchita when you shech the baby itself. So you're going to combine the two elements of shchita. It's doymeh to shehir. Who says shehi is only when you go and you delay? You shech one simon, lunch.
Let's say an animal has four simonim. What happens?
Four simonim, zel bezach. You have to have so chari. You have to have shehi. The halachah only in one shot. All in one shot. So maybe you're right. Maybe all we're trying to tell you is you can't eat the animal. But maybe you can't even do a shehi on the baby because there's a shehi.
Right. I had this quickest question.
It's machlekes
about the treifa.
What happened?
Did he get an answer? Now I have an answer.
Machlekes. See, there's lamas.
It's always a machlekes. It's always a, especially if you have a question.
Should we get it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.